Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my dear brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best in this world and the next. And may He make this the best Ramadan ever. In this video, we're going to be talking about dua in the month of Ramadan.
أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. If we look at the verses of fasting that come in the Quran, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finishes talking about all of the details of fasting, comes a verse in regards to dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if they ask you about me, then indeed I am near. I answer the call of the caller. So let them respond to me by obedience and believe in me so that they are rightly guided. This verse in the organization of the Quran comes in the middle of the verses of fasting. So what's the reason behind it? The scholars say that there is a very strong connection between fasting and dua. Fasting is one of the greatest ways to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person is making dua, then they are at one of the highest levels of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging us to strive and make a lot of dua during this month. Because the fasting person, their dua is accepted. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that three people, their dua is not rejected. The just imam, the fasting person until they break their fast, and the oppressed person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that the fasting person has a dua when they break their fast that is not rejected. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He is close to us. He answers the call of the caller when he calls upon Allah. So this is informing us of the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He gives to them what they want, and He answers their call. So indeed, when they call upon Him, they believe in His lordship over them. Then He commands them with two things. Let them obey Me and believe in Me. The first thing is to obey Him in that which He is commanded with in regards to worship and seeking aid. And the second thing is to believe in His lordship and that He is the one who is worthy of all worship. And that is why it is said that the answering of a dua depends on true belief and on complete obedience, because at the end of the ayah He says, let them obey Me and answer My call and believe in Me. So let's strive and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we can during this month, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be asked. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the one who does not call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gets angry with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises us that He will answer our dua. And dua is the weapon of a believer. And the problem isn't with the weapon, but it is with the one who holds the weapon. So how can we strengthen our dua? Number one, know what we want. We need to know what we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There needs to be emotion behind it. We need to understand the meanings of the prophetic dua. They sound wonderful, but that's not enough just to say it and we don't understand what they mean. We don't even know what we're talking about. But we need to learn the meanings, we need to internalize it, we need to have emotion and passion behind it when we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to know exactly what we want, in both this world and the next. Number two, to be continuous in dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be asked, so we need to be consistent and keep on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humble ourselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, to be certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to our dua. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while being certain in His response. Number four, to make dua during the peak times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers dua all the time, but there are certain times where the chances of dua being answered are higher. For example, between adhan and iqamah, during the last third of the night, while breaking fast. And we need to have that certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to my dua. And how can we not be certain when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hayy, kareem, He is shy and generous. He would be ashamed that when a man raises his hands to him, to turn them away empty and disappointed. And we need to also understand that every dua is accepted. That doesn't mean it manifests, but the dua is certainly accepted. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, there is no Muslim who supplicates to Allah without sin or cutting family ties in it, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him one of three things. He will hasten fulfillment of his supplication, or he will store it for him in the hereafter, or he will divert an evil from him similar to it. The Sahaba said, in that case, we will ask for more. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has even more. This hadith shows that every dua is accepted. And sometimes we need to grow. We need to change our ways for a certain dua to manifest. Perhaps we're not ready for a certain dua to manifest. So we need to grow and change our ways and develop the necessary skills in order for that dua to manifest. So today's exercise is to make our dua list. Ramadan has started. Almost a week has passed. But we can still make a dua list. That which we want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For both dunya and akhirah. For the people that we love. And for the ummah in general. And we need to have emotion behind it and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely and trust and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the dua will come true. And not to be hasty and leave off dua because we didn't see it manifest in our lives. We need to understand that it's definitely answered. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our prayers. May He reward us for the good that we do and forgive us for our sins. May He bless us with the best in this world and the next. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim.